Live in the studio. Anyways, we've been talking about all my political issues here all morning long. It's a little bit tough to start talking about the politics and start talking about Paris Hilton and start talking about Ashley Simpson. Well, it's easy to talk about Ashley Simpson. So let me just think about her here. Anyways, as I said, and I'll say it one last time here, it was advised to us very harshly in front of attorneys yesterday that we skip all the music that you hear in the background here, all the loops that we play, all ethnic music that we play, read black music, Latino, whatever it is that we're doing here, hip-hop, funk, disco, floor, chill, house, whatever you want to call it. It's all ethnic music. And in terms of what kind of music we should play, my program director, Mark Chernoff, his very first choice was Lynyrd Skynyrd would certainly apply to our supposed demographic, and that women don't count. That's a quote coming from him. Tom Gisano, our station manager, sat there and nodded like a puppet in the back window of an automobile. And they both agreed that all the foreign language station IDs, don't play them. Stop talking about all the emails that come from outside of the United States, that they don't belong in this show and that they don't apply to an American audience, and that it does nothing for the character of the show or my personality or the presentation in general, and that we should only play a rock song from my generation, basically coming out of a commercial, fade it out, and then turn off the sound, and then a little piece of a rock song before we go into the next commercial. That, of course, will negate having B. Young in the studio. Those songs already have guitars and vocals, etc. That's not track blasting, which is kind of what we created here. I guess that he won't be involved if we concur with that agreement. Also, they don't understand animal at all. They don't understand why a black man would be in this show. They don't understand how a black person or his sense of humor would apply to my special demographic, and they feel that he should play an almost insignificant role in here because it makes them feel a bit out of sorts. However, Tom did say, he is the biggest guy that I ever did see, though. Oh, yeah. You bet. Anyways, also, female demographic, according to my program director, Mark Chernoff, you don't matter. That's a quote. You don't belong here. That if you do call, that it's insignificant. It doesn't have any bearing on the show, the character of what we're presenting. It doesn't add anything to who I am, and that all of you out there, you don't care to hear about it. I've been getting nothing but pile-up emails from a lot of gals here. There's always been a lot of women in my life, okay? I suspect that there hasn't been any in my program director's existence here. Nevertheless, what they're trying to do is follow through on really, really old patterns. We got a brand new Christmas tree, and we're hanging ancient ornaments on it. I use the analogy that one beautiful face can be ruined by a zit. One beautiful blue sky requires one little cloud to ruin the photo. You follow? And I hear really good talents, okay, like JV and Elvis, the fellows who follow us up here. And I heard them starting to use some kind of loops and stuff like under when they're talking. Sounded great. It sounded great. And then it started to disappear. And I am willing to bet the $5 in my pocket that that ugly little dysfunctional worm got to these guys and started making the same retarded, socially imbecilic suggestions. I can only imagine how good those fellas would go given a free rein. And when they talk about, well, we got to have a dame, Dave, who's going to talk to you. To them, they're interchangeable. I'm sorry, women to me are not interchangeable. We've got a hottie, a 21-year-old here that represents a whole community. To them, no, we'll just take Danny from Booker. I didn't realize at the time that how she was a colleague of his and that she's an important part of that show. What do you mean you're going to trade off? This is not a freaking baseball team. We had a gal who I believe was the traffic woman, or she was the weather woman from another scenario, showed up with a personality that's inappropriate for this show. Hopefully nothing in this show is familiar to you. Hopefully nothing in this show is predictable to you, because if it is, we die. we die. And whoever they fire me for and put in this slot, the same rule applies. If you are not as unique as Howard was when he was kicking off, if you are not as unique as Wolfman Jack was in his heyday or Dewey Phillips, then you stink and you sink. That's the rule that we live with here. Well, I understand that we have another dame that they have intentionally refused to show me tapes of, and they're going to bring her in here to watch me work for a day. And then they're going to plop her on my lap, and intentionally, tentatively, she is to read me the news like Robin Quivers does. And that I will sit like Howard Stern, and I will wait. And then I will weigh in on it. They want to surround me with a team. So after the dame comes the professional comedian. I guarantee it. And after this show, the next meeting's going to start up, and this insidious infection is going to continue, and it's going to build and build, because no, I'm not going to do any of these retarded things. You girls, you belong here. If you speak Spanish, you belong here. If you are black, you belong here. If you wear a cowboy hat to work, you belong here. I don't care who you are, you belong here, except for the two tired beige baby food sissies from upstairs who are trying to recreate this show in some forgotten memory of their childhood back in 1988, baby. So my point is that once these things start to actually break down and so forth, that there will be legal threats, etc. And I know it's just going to sound really retro, but I have an artistic integrity here. I absolutely refuse to regiment this into another predictable, boring talk show, sports block, read the weather, how cold is it outside, Donna? Let's go for the contrasting point of view. Number 14 there, Hutch, 866-313-3733. We love to mix it up. Go ahead, friend. You're on the air. Brian.
Hey, Diamond Dave. I got a few things now.
Please.
I heard through the grapevine that they got two guys coming in, Eddie and Alex, for the morning slot.
Yeah, but they can't find the office.
Hey, now Dave, now, you got to stop whining like a baby, man. Just take it like a man. Your radio career lasts just as long as your Vegas career.
No, I think it's going to last a little bit longer. But conversely, wait, let's do some comedy because you're trying to be funny here.
No, Dave.
I got fired for doing off-color humor at Bally's Casino 12 years ago before it became hip again and became MTV again to go to Las Vegas. Then I went to the MGM Grand, and for the same off-color jokes during Christmas, I got fired from the MGM Grand. What have you ever been fired from, punk? McDonald's? Put him back on here. Go ahead, Slug. You're on.
Hey, Diamond Dave, you do a lot of martial arts. You got a lot of anger in you, man. You got to calm down a little bit.
This is different than anger. This is called rage. It's empirical.
Stop blaming management.
No. You got to let me talk here. Is that this is rage. Anger is something that's very small. This rage grows to involve all of us here, all of us performing artists. I don't care if it's Henry Rollins on the TV set or the fellas who follow this up. I don't care if it's the evening team or Corolla in L.A. We're all coming under this retarded thumb to imitate what came before. I can only imagine what kind of great and colorful work would come from all of us if we didn't have this constant effort to force it back into a format that is utterly predictable, utterly familiar. Is he on? Swing. Go ahead.
You know, you gotta sing that song, and now the end is near.
Yeah, I'm going to sing it to you. Don't turn him off. He's a slug. He's fun.
Walking the sign, I am your number one fan. But I just wanted to call up and, you know, mix it up with you a little bit.
You know what? Turn the music off. That's the best call I've gotten all week. Are you serious?
And I know you're going to need a good bass player. And just check up scottspray.com. And you'll hire him. He'll write you some hits and everything. You'll be all set again.
Listen to this guy's sense of humor. You're a perfect caller. What's your first name, friend?
Brian from Connecticut. I'm your number one fan, Dave.
Okay, Brian from Connecticut. Dukes, make sure you get his phone number there. I want Brian in every week. I love your twisted sense of humor, brother.
I will be down there. 6 o'clock, but we'll probably be on the unemployment line after that.
Thanks for calling. Roth Radio, 866-313-3733. Pick up whoever, man. These are all good calls. Go ahead. Dave Lee is in charge. Go ahead.
Dave?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, this is CJ from Jersey.
Hey, how are you today?
Good, how are you?
Well, not too good, actually. What do you think about what's going on here?
Oh, it's not good at all. But I want to tell you, you're amazing. Your voice over the radio is amazing. And your show is unique. And everyone that I know, friends and associates, a lot of people do listen to your radio show now. And they were longtime listeners of Stern. And I was just wondering, if you are not here in the morning, if something does happen, would you go to Stern if he offered you a show on Sirius?
Interesting question. Let me answer it this way. An attorney of mine visited the Stern offices in the Stern building just recently, within the last 2 weeks. And then he came to these offices here, the CBS Infinity or whatever it's called now.
Huh?
Here was his reflection, is that over at Howard's studio, it's like spring break. That the noise level, that the enthusiasm level, that the excitement level, that the support level is like a bunch of 20-year-olds who are launching their first album. He says it's like joining the circus over there. He said that is absolutely the best vibe, the best spirit, the best attitude in American radio today. And then he came over to these offices where Gisano and the rest of these characters are dwelling, and I'm going to quote him. He says, it's a ghost town there, Dave. After Howard left, it all left. And these hallways are solemn, they are silent, they are dirty, they are old, and they are leftovers. And how we expected to continue to even do competition with somebody who's working out of the kind of vibe that they have there?
Right.
Ooh, that's a rough call. We're doing our best. Are we getting any better at this, sweetie?
Oh, my God, yeah. The first big-time Stern listener, and the first 4 weeks, you know, you had to get used to it, but you did a great job, and you won me over and a lot of people that I know. And Animal, Be Young, everything you're doing, it's just so unique, and I would just hate for you not to be here in the morning and not be able to hear you. So I think that would be a great idea because it sounds like that's where you should be at to begin with.
It would be my first stop. The first thing that I would do is I would either get fired from here or I would quit here, depending on how much thumb they put on me. And that would be my first stop. I'd call Howard up directly and say, let me do evenings.
Oh, no, it sounds great.
I'll go for half the cash. It's not what's significant to me to this. I want to perform as an artist. The last thing I want to do is quit. We moved our cars here. We changed our bank accounts. We all took out leases. We all got apartments here. Some of us gave up love affairs to be here, okay? We take this freaking seriously, and it goes beyond irritating me that now it's another bait and switch. So sooner or later, they're either going to get out of my face, or I'm going to go walk across the street and go, Howard, half price, let me do drive time. You know I'm good for happy hour. My friends, if I'm not here tomorrow, you know what happened. And if I am tomorrow, we're going to play it again just like we know how, because it's the only way that we know how, and I may not be here on Friday. We're going to take it on a day-to-day basis. I hope I see you tomorrow.
We're talking the rock guitar god.